Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Been against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
That's
how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, in jungle fighting, serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome everybody, Blog Talk Radio, all across the nation, Mad Dads, National Mad Dads Office, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters of Mad Dads. We're so excited to be here today. We got all kinds of guests. I want to thank our producer. She set the show up. Joanne, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Today, we have a number of guests in here. We're talking about how to change your life over from gangs. And why gangs are so destructive, and why it's so important for men like us to be back in the community with our kids, take control of our families, and don't allow the gangs to take over, because we are losing a lot of good and educated, wonderful black men to gangs, to drugs, to violence. And we can't afford to keep losing them, because let me tell you something, other races aren't losing their kids, they're sending them to college. They're running businesses, they're running organizations, and they're taking over, and we are losing them. So we got to do something about it. Our first guest in here and is going to give you some suggestions, and you can call in, and call in numbers 347. Write it down. I know, bro, you ain't got a pen. You don't walk around a pen. I keep one in my pocket. See, I found out a man with a pen is dangerous. Now, let me know. I said that and don't have a pen. But here's one right here. Man with a pen is dangerous, right? 347-215-9262. My brother, how do you keep our kids out of gangs? What do we do?
First thing I say is don't give up on them. You know, when your kid is going through puberty or whatnot and going through the growth spurts, you know, a lot of us parents, we take our tendency to fall back and let them make decisions for themselves. What I say is tighten up. Go harder and do not allow them to make decisions. Be more of an influence by just being there for them. Don't give up. Fight. Fight for your kids, man.
Tell everybody who you are, who you represent.
My name is Dino. I got HAP Customs down the street, T-shirt shop on 38th in Chicago. My name is Dion Loveless. Also, that's my real name, but everybody know me as Dino Bambino on 38th.
Yeah, just in case police ask. Now,
perfect.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this question, though. You see a lot of, in your place of business, you see a lot of gang members, and you see them come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You see them come and go to prison.
Right.
You see them come and go in the hospital, whatever, for getting shot,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. What is the biggest thing? Do you think it's fatherlessness that is the biggest problem, or is it just the fact that they don't have the right type of men in their lives?
That has a lot to do with it, but it is a lot of godlessness.
I like that.
It starts deeper. Because my dad wasn't all the way there for me, but that didn't change what other things. And then you can look into other people's lives, look at TV. There's other ways to find what you need. God puts it right in front of you. So people are missing that in a lot of cases. But fathers would help, you know, the influence, the earthly strength, and, you know, just watching somebody as a role model. And that's why I try to stay, you know, in my position as a father, making sure all my kids.
We're coming back to you. Cordell. How do we keep these kids out of gangs? Advice.
I mean, my advice would be definitely fathers. My father wasn't in the home, and I definitely joined a gang at 13, and it was more so looking for somebody. When you got them older gentlemen out there doing what they doing, and you see them driving them nice cars and them nice girls, and they the one giving you information. Your father ain't getting up going to work every day telling you to go to work because he ain't there. So they giving you information, and they saying, come out here with me, man. I got you. I'm going to give you some money. They're going to take you to get something to eat. They're going to trick you. They're going to make you think everything is good. Everything, your OG, he going to trick you, man. He might buy you a pair of shoes once or twice and take you to Rose Garden or something. They're going to do all whatever they did with us. That's what we used to do. We wasn't all. They used to trick us, take us to Rose Garden one weekend. The next weekend, they asking us to join. So, you know, but big brothers. And also the type of fathers or men they have around them. If your father is a gangbanger, probably don't want to take advice from him. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to look at the staple on his stomach and say, you want one just like that. You know, we're not looking for that. We're not. And as for me, I'm way older. I got a child to raise. I am no longer with that gangbang. That stuff been played out. I'm like 45 now, if y'all don't know. This Cordell Burton, the same Cordell Burton, a.k.a. Big Buff, whichever name y'all want to use. But, yeah, that's dead. All that gang banging, all that's over with. You got to save these kids, man. I've been to a lot of funerals and a lot of rallies about these kids that's passing since I joined Mad Dad. And that's sad. And that's what we need. And that's why we're going to be here to give it back to these kids. We're going to help them get up out this. This is crazy. And I got to help.
My brother, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you think. How do we keep our kids out of gangs?
I'm Tracy McFarland. I used to be in a gang. Gangs suck. But first it comes from home first. Your dads, your uncles, brothers, sisters, everybody involved with y'all needs to put their hands on y'all, touch your brain, your heart, and your mind, and let them know that this ain't what to do.
I like that. My man said, he said, gangs suck. You know, hey, just you can't get no clearer than that. Listen, the lines are open. I know you got things you want to say, and I know you, hey, Khalid, everybody, let's see. Sabrina, what's up? Richard Johnson, make them get a job. McDonald's, keep them busy. Stay involved. They life. That's right. Michaela, how you doing? Hey, Shorten. Hey, man, Shorten lost. He lost his brother, man. God bless you, man. And
hey,
Brian Walker, how you doing? You met John Turner Seed and read his book, and he changed your life. Do not give up on him. No, don't give up. We can't give up on him. I want y'all to call in. Everybody
don't
on Facebook, call the number. It's 347-215-9262. And talk to some of our brothers here. If you got something to say, I want you to call in on the line, man. We're waiting on your call. We're waiting on you. We're talking about changing lives from gangs. And it can happen, man. It really can happen. You know, one of the things we found out, and everybody talk about this. America knows what it takes to solve our gang problem. But America is part of the problem. So America is never going to solve a problem that makes them money. Now, we have to understand that. So if America is never going to solve the problem that makes them money, America will solve everything. Now, America says they're going to, our president says he's going to make America great again. Again. And Native Americans said it was great before y'all got here. So I'm confused on who's right. The Natives said America was great before y'all got here. We didn't have no polluted water. All the water was clear. The land was fine. We had minerals. Everything was cool. Everybody was happy. Wasn't nobody killing nobody. We didn't even have guns. We didn't have, we had drugs, but it was cool. We smoked a little weed. And nobody worried about nothing, you know? Wasn't no pharmaceutical drugs and wasn't no alcohol.
Absolutely.
You know, the Native Americans told me, brother said, you know what? Segum 7 is what they use to pollute their minds. The white man gave them Segum 7. That's what he used for the Native Americans. What he used for us? He used crack cocaine. And he used gangs. Those were our poison.
Now opioids. Now Percocets.
None of that. So listen, what Brian said, okay, Brian, thanks. Call in, though, brother. I need you to call in. That number again is 347-215-9262. Now, so we know America's not going to solve our gang problem. America's not going to solve our drug problem. As black men, what do we do then?
Mentorship, which is, you know, one of the most powerful pieces. Setting the example, you know, living by it. So with the young man that's watching you, you know, you just got to also make sure that you're doing things that's righteous. So they're going to make sure, they're going to watch you, and as you walk it out, that's going to be the example. I'll just talk to them. Also, don't give up. A lot of people that I talked to that was in gangs, man, they started out in the gang, then they end up going to prison, they get out, and what they do is they don't go back to the block and tell the shorties what it's going to lead to. And I ask them why, and they end up telling me something like, well, they're not going to listen.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, you know, that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You plant the seed. See, there's a you plant the seed, you nurture the seed, and you harvest the seed. Once we understand that everything ain't for us to get something out of, then we understand how important it is to put something in.
I like that, man.
Yes, sir. Well, I agree wholeheartedly, except I will go out to the hood and tell y'all, because guess what? Being a part of the gang, man, I ain't scared of y'all. So I'm going to come tell you what you're going to do. And y'all, that's why I work here at Mad Dad, to tell y'all what you're going to do. And as y'all know, we not fearful of y'all, and that's all we need. We need some people they can look up to, that they can say, okay, well, I have seen, I know him. They can say, I've seen him out here. He even done this before. And they're going to respect what you say if you're telling the truth. Now, you can't go just get to talking to them and tell them I was the greatest gang leader in the world and then think they're going to listen to you. No, I tell them the truth, man. I led a lot of people into the destruction and some mayhem. I was led into some destruction, into some mayhem. And that's the route y'all taking. Now, if y'all want to be, you know, indignant and be upset about it, I'm only giving you the truth. You know, and a lot of people don't want to go back into the block because they are scared. Mm-hmm. That's why I feel like this. I ain't never been scared to do what the gangs asked me to do. So why am I going to be scared to go against them?
That's right.
My mama ain't raised no punk. Y'all already know. And if you don't put something back into what you destroyed, mm-hmm. it's all for nothing.
Right.
You know, I joined the gang at 13, so I'm 45. And now that it's all said and done, and when it's all said and done, that doesn't mean it's just said and done because you quit. That means it's said and done because you quit, and also you tried to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Do something different. Tell somebody. Ain't nothing. I ended up in the penitentiary, gun slinging, drugs dealing, or everything that we talking about. I ended up doing it, and that's all they got me, was a lot of penitentiary time. And when you go there, your gang don't come there until they show up with you in there, mm-hmm. and then they can't help you. So all I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all want to learn something, man, you got to listen to these old heads. And the old heads got to be respectful, too, man. You can't be out there drinking, smoking, then trying to tell them something the next day. You can't be smoking weed with them one night and drunk with them one night, and then Sunday want to lead them off and tell them something right. They're not going to listen to you. So you got to make sure your act is cleaned up, your backyard is cleaned up before you start telling people to clean up their own backyard.
So I see y'all ain't got no pencils and paper over there.
That's good stuff.
I'm just let you know the number again. 347-215-9262.
I got a question.
Yeah, you got a question? Okay. Read it for me.
Okay, the question reads, do we have groups or programs for young boys that are in single homes with just moms and just needs to have men positive role models to show them? She's wondering if we have groups and places with these kids.
Let me answer that. The answer question was, do we have groups and programs? You do. You do have some. So the Boys and Girl Club's got some programs. You know, Pillsbury House has got some programs. The Park Board's got some programs. And you know, we work with some kids, too. We do camps over the summer. So there are programs, but, you know, there's not enough. The Big Brothers and Big Sisters, they don't have enough mentors. So who's the first to mentor? A white woman. Who's second? A black woman. Now, who's second? A white man. Who's third? A black woman. And then after that, black man is last. And there are not many of those coming to show up to get kids because the way they set it up, it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
So it's tough. There's a lack of programs. We need more. We're going back to how do we solve it? Just us then.
Game bang us up.
Okay. he goes down that motto. I like that. You know, somebody came on and said, children are looking for family and young men are looking for strong males, structure. That's why they join. The root is good, but the end result is misguided.
Now,
he's talking about the root. He's talking about the root, the things they teach you about gangs. They teach you, and they teach you certain things to make you, you know, like, you in now. So they teach you.
Yeah, they teach you, and gangs they use you, and they try to teach you some things, but you're right, the root is it's all destroyed because it goes back into the money. They just want to use you to get some money, man. They want to give you a pack, they want to give you guns, and they want you to go get their money. And that's another part of it. At the same time, all you mothers and fathers or single moms that see y'all kids coming in with that drug money, with them pistols, y'all know he didn't get that $250 from McDonald's and he 14. So you accept that money and you cool with that money because it's helping pay your bills or get you what you want, but it's also killing your kids. I know I was one of them kids bringing that money in. And I know that when I brought money in, my parents or whoever I was staying with, they didn't question it. They just wanted their portion. So at the same time, that portion you asking for, it can be helped killing your kids because he got them drugs from the Vice Lord up the street, the GD up the street, the Crip up the street, and the Blood up the street. So you taking the rewards, you getting the money, but your son is dying. That's one thing I really hate seeing is the mothers that's crying saying, My baby ain't never hurt nobody. When I just seen your baby on Lari with a pistol and a sack of weed, and I know he came to your house that night with that same pistol and sack of weed, and you open that door, call the police, take that pistol, flush that weed down the toilet, and make them do something different.
Now, the other thing I want to talk about, I want y'all to talk about this. I think there's a sense of weakness when it comes to mothers and gangs and drugs and violence. I think our mothers are nurturers, and they love our kids, they love our babies like we can't do it. But also, sometimes it gives them a mask. They don't see their son. They see the baby. That's my baby. And they will fight. They'll fight the police. They'll fight the court system. They'll fight probation officers. They'll fight whoever for their baby. But the baby is, the baby's stanky.
The baby's stanky. Boo-booed on itself.
The baby foul. Now, your baby foul, but we can't tell you because you love the baby so much. There's nothing we, you know, sometimes the love that you give your baby is sometimes the love that we wish we could get from you, right? Love us like that, right? You can't love me like that because I'm not your baby. I'm your man or your husband. You can't love me the way I'm, now that kind of a love, because that's something from the womb kind of love that only a mother can give. What advice do you give to parents? You know, to especially mothers, what advice do you give to mothers? You know what's going on with your kid, but you refuse to really see it.
I encourage mothers to allow fathers in their life at an expeditious rate. You know what I mean? Despite money, child support, all of that's a trick. It's a shenanigan, and I done been through it. I done got custody of kids. It's a stumbling block for me. It was, but I won twice. So how I look at it is, it still can be a problem for most men. In fact, it is. So, you know, make sure that you do everything to make sure that man is in their life, especially during the adolescent years when they're going through puberty. That's really, really serious because their minds are beginning to change. And I remember when minds began to change, and it was around that time. It's just like, I don't care what you're going through early on, make sure that father's there, outside, off the books, whatever. Just throw it to him, no look, put him in his lap, make it happen so he can, that's the most important person other than you that's going to love that child. So let's make it happen.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. As like I was just saying, the parents, the single mom, what you got to do is when you see your child doing those things and ended up in trouble, his first contact with the juvenile system or jails and things like that, don't be so quick to bail him out. Let him go through it, because if you don't let him go through it at an early age, he going to go through it at 18 when you can't bail him out. When they didn't give him so much time, mama, you can't come get him. And that's when you're crying because your baby in the penitentiary. So you let him go through it at 13. Don't go pick him up right away when they get him down there. Let him stay for a few days. Let him eat a couple of them turkey sandwiches. He'll be all right, I promise you, mama. I know it hurt, but he going to be all right. They got three hots in the cot for him down there at JC, and he going to learn. If you rescue him every time, he's not going
to
learn.
Amen.
And by the time he learns, it's going to be too late. You can't wait till he hit 18 to learn, because they wait until he hit 18 too.
Mm-hmm.
But not to learn, to teach him a lesson. They're going to hit that gavel. Now your baby gone for 20 years, and now when you next time you see him, he's going to be 38, and you're going to be in the nursing home or something. So you don't want that to happen. You need to be involved. And stop dating gang members. If you got little young boys in your house, don't bring, I'm going to say this now because I'm changed, don't bring me home when I was gangbanging. Not going to work. And I'm telling your son, as soon as you ain't looking, throw it up. I'm fixing his fingers. I'm telling you right now. So don't do that. You got to watch, you ladies got to watch who you bring home. You can't bring home the drug dealers, the neighborhood gangbangers. You can't do that and expect your son to grow up and not be that. So it's some of the choices y'all make, too. Love my sisters. Y'all know I do.
We know gangs suck. But you got something else to say?
Gangs suck.
Okay. Listen. You know, what was just said about Jennifer, how you doing, everybody? Now, here, Jason, CEO Muhammad. Jason, if you call in, I'd love for you to call in at 347-215-9262, Jason Muhammad. Jason said if we had strength and unity, we could go to the gangs and help organize them and help them to change with love. Don't stop the hustle, change the product. That's what I teach students. I train. Jason, I'd love for you to call in and talk a little bit about that. That number again is 347-215-9262. We have found out that there is a system that makes sure that we got plenty of guns in our neighborhood, makes sure that our women have Section 8 housing, and makes sure that our men can find jobs. With a system like that, the boys are watching the men that are around, which are the brothers in front of Mickey's Liquor, the brothers in front of Chicago Lake Liquor. Those cats are the cats that on their way from school and on their way to school, the same dudes, they see them in the morning getting their bottle. When school's out, they're still in the same spot. Sometimes that's daddy. Matter of fact, sometimes it is your real daddy. You say, daddy out there getting drunk.
Daddy out there getting drunk.
Daddy's doing what he do. And I remember in the fifth grade class we had at Richard Green, we asked the young boy, why you act so, up so bad in school? Every Monday, man, you just off the chain. He said, how would you feel if Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, your dad says he's on his way, and you sit on the steps all weekend long? He said, my dad never shows up. I hate my dad, and when I get old enough to get a gun, I'm a shooting. Now, that's a young man talking about his dad. So we got a caller on the line. Hopefully it's Jason, CEO Muhammad. Jason, is that you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good to have you on Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you coming all the way from North Carolina. Go ahead and give us some suggestions, some advice, and talk to us a little bit today.
Yes, sir. Well, basically, you know, dealing with the gangs, as I've stated in the comments there, that a lot of these young men and women join them. When they join them voluntarily, and the brothers that are in there know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a difference in how they join. They can join, they can be volunteered, or they can be like Hunger Games and just be, they can be told to join. So, but volunteering, you know, they're looking for some kind of a structure, some kind of a family, some kind of a support, right? You know, when they're coming from home and they're being told, right, that they are the N-word, or you ain't going to be nothing, or, you know, you are bad this and you ain't going to ever amount to anything. Well, once they grab hold of that idea, and then they allow that idea to become their identity, then they have to do everything in their power to live up to that identity. So when we are looking at children acting like they ain't going to never amount to be anything, or you're just a little N-word, or you ain't nothing, and they're acting like that, we can't blame them. We have to look at where they're coming from, who told them this, and then how they accepted that. So Tyler Perry, I learned something from Tyler Perry playing the character Madea. He said, it's not what a person calls you, it's what you answer to. And so when we call our children, and these young men and women, these N-words, you little N, you little this and you little that, and they answer to it, they have accepted that as their identity. Therefore, to live up to the characteristics of that identity, and they have to display that image that they have accepted with that identity. So the first thing we have to do is introduce them to who they really are as young kings and queens with love, and don't be afraid of them, and then teach them. See, you can't come with the same mentality as them and thinking that you're going to make a difference. No, you got to be different to make a difference.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, thank you very much, Jason. We're going to come back to you. I'm going to talk a little bit about it's hard to be different when, first of all, you don't get a good education. We were talking about Harrison School the other day and how Harrison School is not set up for you to be academically strong. It's just not set up like that.
No.
If you get kicked out of school and you go to Harrison School, you might graduate, but if you go to college, you're not going to do well at all. You're not going to do well. And so some of the things were set up for failure, and we have to fix that. And many a times when you ask people, well, we got a solution, we got a way to fix this, I thought that if every woman didn't get her nails done once a month, didn't get her weave sewn in once a month, and all the brothers didn't go to the liquor store once a month, didn't get alligator shoes, didn't buy something for to wear just once a month, we would have billions of dollars that we could do kind of the things that we need to do. Just once a month. You know, it costs $75 to get your weave done, maybe $100 and something.
I'm trying to say, well, you getting that done for $75? So that's $1, $8,200.
That was $75 for the hair.
Hey, that was that. Boy, where you getting that? That's cheap. That's $150.
Yeah, $150 for the hair.
You're right.
That was
$150
to put it
in.
10 years ago.
Yeah. I was thinking about this little weave. You know, like little weave. You know. Like,
yeah, it will take finance because it always takes a little finance to run the nation. Because at the same time, you can't you can tell a young man about don't join the gang and don't do this, but he hungry because his mama at home and she's strung out and ain't no food there.
And
so
that's a good point. Now that's you brought up a great point. And here's what happened to me. I'm in the jail yesterday, and the brother says, "Man, look, all that you're talking about, God changing my life, doing the right thing, I gotta eat." I said, "What you eating now? You eating apples? You eating oranges, you eating sandwiches, and you get, you know, you got a cot and a place to stay, and you pay it, and the Hennepin County gets $400 every day you're here. You eat now? Because you have to make a choice. Do you want to eat for the rest of your life, or do you want to eat temporarily? Do you want to eat lobster and steak a few days out of the month, or would you like to just eat something like some chicken and some steak for the rest of your life?"
Well,
because you have to make a decision. If you just govern everything on that, I gotta eat, but you gotta be free too.
We're not talking about an older man that can comprehend this. I ain't talking about the preteen, 16, 17.
This brother's 18.
See, I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about that 13-year-old
that can't comprehend
that he just know he hungry. And his mom didn't supply no food because what's going on in her life.
I get that.
So he got it. We ain't talking about drug dealing.
You're talking about your life now.
Pretty much. I'm telling you the truth. Got to eat. And that's how I ended up on the block. And one of the brothers gave me a pack. I was 13. And I don't necessarily want to be on the block. I was getting A's and B's in school. I didn't want to be the tough guy all my life. But at the same time, my mama had issues. She was a single parent raising 4 boys. I'm the youngest. You see how big I am. I got to eat when ain't no more noodles in the house, when you can't dig through the couch and find a quarter no more to go get you a pack of noodles from King's, and you got to stop on Knox and Plymouth where the brother's at, and they eating. They out there with McDonald's sandwiches this big. That's who you going to look at. So provide for your kids so they don't look for nobody else to provide for them. That's what you do.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. We got just 2 minutes left before we go. I'm going to let everybody say a little something, and then we're going to have Jason, you'll close us out before we go. Yes, sir, your final thoughts.
My final thoughts is stay positive, man. Everything that you do, make sure you take care of your kids. And oftentimes when you get upset, don't take it out on your kids. Don't be so emotional when dealing with them. Make sure it's facts over feelings. The overall thing when dealing with them is the fact that you raise them and kids are going to be kids. So allow them to be who they are. They have a special resume that says they're going to be kids. They're going to give you problems. They're going to go against you at times. Allow that to be and stay in your place. Be parents. All right?
As for me, y'all know how I live my life, man. You got to live by example, man. You got to raise these kids and be different than kids. And so my thing is just get involved in your kids' life, man. Stay involved in your kids' life. Don't let PlayStation 4 run your kids because they meet gang members on there too. I want y'all to know that.
Don't let the streets teach the kids. Teach the kids. Ours at home first.
I like that. You know, you're throwing me off because I didn't know you were going to stop and start like that. Hey, Jason Muhammad.
What's up?
Jason Muhammad, take us home.
We like that.
Yes, sir, brother. Well, first, I agree with all of the brothers that what they said. You know, I used to, you know, do that same kind of stuff, man. One of the things that I did was when I was younger was, you know, getting those bags, breaking them down, going out, distributing them, right? And so I took that same mentality with fish they probably won't do it there, but I took the same mentality with fish. Was went and got a slab of fish, broke the slab down into $10 bags, and went door to door selling them. So that's what I was talking about, was don't knock the hustle, just change the product. And if some of us can go out there and teach these young men this, you know, not condemning them, but teaching them and guiding them like these brothers are talking about doing, I think we can make a big difference.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the country, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's so good to have you here. Thank you for being on Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads all around the world.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.